sang the opening song this morning, the Spirit song. We sing, "O come and sing this song with gladness. As your hearts are filled with joy, lift your hands in sweet surrender to His name. O give Him all your tears and sadness, give Him all your years of pain, and you'll enter into life in Jesus' name." When I think about the topic of worry, I think this is probably one of the most contagious diseases of our day. I think it's one of the most dreadful diseases of our time, and it's one of the ways that the enemy seeks to devour us, because we spend so much time worrying. We sit down and we watch the television, and shame on the press people for the way they present everything in this world today to us, to get everybody up in arms and to get everybody all worried. And we worry and we worry, and sooner or later we realize, what can we do about it anyhow? And as time goes on, we realize everything works out in the end. It may not work out the way we all think it should, but it works out, because it works according to God's purpose. Because God is the ruler and the creator of the heavens and the earth. This past week, I got to share with you something that happened actually a week ago. I went down to see Dick Taylor down at Philadelphia at the hospital. And as I was going out Route 80, I mean, I know where I'm going hunting this year. I'm going hunting on Route 80. There's deer all over the place standing around, and they have big racks too. So I was traveling out Route 80, and I got to this one point. There was a big truck ahead of me in the passing lane, and I was in the regular lane, and we were going down the road at, I'm not going to tell you what speed, but we were going down the road, and out of the brush came this huge buck way up ahead, and he came out and he turned and he went back. As I got closer, he came out and he turned and he went back. Third time he came out and turned and went back, and by that time I'm starting to worry. And I'm starting to put my brakes on, and I think, well, if he comes out the fourth time, he's going to be mine. But he didn't. He didn't come out. And I got past, the truck got past, and I looked in my rearview mirror, and lo and behold, after I had passed, the buck went across and on the other side and in the median and up in the woods where I'm going to be hunting on the first day. So this past week when I went down to see Dick, I'm traveling out Route 80 and I get to the same spot, and I'm thinking the whole way, am I going to see this buck? And I'm worried, are there going to be deer? Because Route 80 is littered with dead deer, and a lot of them are big bucks, sadly. And I'm thinking, I got to watch out for these deer. I got to be careful of these deer. And I get to that spot, and I'm thinking, yep, there's deer's going to be here. Well, he wasn't, of course, there. But lo and behold, within just a mile or two where I saw that deer, there up in this tree, basically above Route 80, was this great big bird. And I thought, wow, man, look at this big bird. And as I got closer, I realized it was a bald eagle. And I got to thinking, you know, when the deer ran out the previous week, I was worried that I was going to hit it. And it was going to ruin my trip down to see Dick. But I didn't hit it, because God had provided that in a certain way. And the way God provides and allows things like that to happen in our lives, not to worry us, but to wake us up, to get our attention, to say, slow down for a minute. Pay attention to life. So I'm worrying going down the second trip all the way about whether I'm going to see deer, whether I'm going to hit this deer. And what does God do? 1 week later, God takes away that worry and provides beauty. You see what I'm trying to say? We worry and we worry, and sometimes we fail to look heavenward, because in as much as God allows things in our lives to happen to wake us up, to get our attention and to help us focus, God provides beauty along the way to say, relax, relax, I'm in control. When Jesus was out teaching in Galilee, we know the stories about how he was up on the mount and he taught the Beatitudes, and he taught about a lot of different topics during that time period. But what he was teaching was about kingdom life and living in the kingdom of God. He taught about the laws of Moses, about murder, about reconciliation, adultery, divorce, the oath, the law of love, about giving, about prayer. That's where we get the Lord's Prayer from Matthew chapter 6. But one of the things he talked about was worry. That as kingdom people, we shouldn't be worrying. We should relax and let God be God. You know, that's the biggest mistake we make when we think we can see the future. I thought I could see what was going to happen when I got to that spot, and I didn't have a clue. We think we can see the future, so we anticipate what's going to happen, and we start worrying about it. And our minds get going, and the more we worry, the less we do things God wants us to be doing. So we start worrying, and we let worry overcome us. I remember when I was a little boy in first grade in school, I hated the dentist with a passion. I'd actually get sick inside in the dentist chair because I hated the dentist. And I remember that day in first grade when the dental hygienist came into the class and started calling names for kids to go down and have their teeth cleaned. I worried all day, sick to my stomach, didn't learn a thing in school that day, that I was going to have to go down and get my teeth cleaned. I was terrified. Well, it never happened. It never happened. So I wasted all that time worrying. Jesus was teaching the people, the kingdom people, let God be God. And he said, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you'll eat or drink, or about your body, what you'll wear. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? And he says, look at the birds of the air. They don't sow, they don't reap, they don't store in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them every day. He provides what they need every single day. He says, aren't you worth more? Aren't you more valuable to your heavenly Father than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Has anybody ever done that? Has anybody ever added an hour to his life by worrying? In fact, what we do, we literally waste our time worrying, don't we? We waste our time. And then we realize afterwards, I wasted all my time worrying and everything worked out okay after all. Why do you worry about clothes? I think at this particular point he was talking to the women of the group. Why do you worry about clothes? See how, when he was talking about the birds of the air, of course he was talking to us hunters, you know. See how the lilies of the field grow? They don't labor and they don't spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like one of these. That not even Solomon was dressed like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, won't he much more clothe you, O you of little faith? You see, that's what worry does. It eats away at our faith. That's where faith, the rubber really meets the road in faith when these things happen. So he says, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? Because the pagans run after these things. Who were the pagans? They were the unbelievers. They were the unfaithful, the ones who didn't care about God and didn't follow or worship the living God. And we certainly don't want to be like them, do we? Your Father knows, your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He says the first important thing is to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and then all these things will be given unto you as well. Now what Jesus is saying isn't that we should just, in our wanting things, we should turn to God. Because if we turn to God first, we'll get all the things we want. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that we need to prioritize. That the most important thing in our life is to first seek God's kingdom. What does God want me to do? How does God want me to act? What does God want me to say? How should I be living according to God? And how in my living can I live like kingdom people in the righteousness of Jesus Christ as a believer? When I start to consider those things, questions start being answered. Answers start being given. Blessings start overflowing from God's heavenly throne into my life. And I realize, why did I worry about the buck when God provided the beautiful eagle to see and to give thanks? God truly presented himself in a way that I never expected, in a calming way, in a clear way, that I knew God was present with me. Therefore, Jesus says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Boy, isn't that the truth. Every single day has its trouble, doesn't it? There's absolutely no sense in worrying about tomorrow. Who knows? We might not even be here tomorrow. Jesus might come back and take us to be with him. So what's the sense of worrying about tomorrow? There's no sense in worrying about tomorrow because what can we do about it anyhow? We can text. We can get on our phone. We can call. We can do all kinds of things to try and change the outcome tomorrow. But are we really going to change it? No. We're just meddling in God's business. You see, we're tampering. We're trying to be God. That's what we're trying to do. God isn't worried. God already knows the outcome. And if you turn to the Bible, the outcome's clear. It's all going to work out. God's going to provide in a way that He sees fit. And I want to remind everyone, in a way that is best for us. Oh God, I was starving. I was starving. And yes, Lord, You provided that knock on the door. And it was the delivery person. And oh, thank You, Lord, that they delivered those subs, those hoagies to me because I was so hungry. They had onions on them, God, but that's okay. You see what I'm saying? We got to be careful in how we look at these things because we tend to get so technical with God, and that's not the point. Thank You, God, that I'm even alive. Thank You, God, for my life today. Isn't life much more important than anything in this world? And not only am I alive today, I'm alive forevermore because I'm Your child. That's my identity. I'm only here for a while. Someday, I'm going home. And until I do, I want to be as much of what God wants me to be as I can. I want to be a kingdom person. God, please take away this worry. Remind me that You're in control. Remind me that as You clothe the birds of the air, You're going to clothe and provide for me. As much as You feed the animals, You're going to feed me. As much as You provide for all of Your creation, You're going to provide for every single one of us in the way that You see fit, in Your own timing, which is best, and in Your own way, which is best for me. I know there's a lot of worry going on in the valley here, and you know, we're all guilty of that, aren't we? It's a lot of worry about what tomorrow's going to bring. Are we going to get enough rain? Are the crops going to come up? How's our test at school going to go? Are we going to have too many leftovers at the dip site? You see what I'm saying? Is God going to provide enough people? Is my car going to break down and out in Ohio? And leave me sitting. You see, over and over again. And when I get that car fixed, I'm worrying about what it's going to cost me. Am I going to have enough money? Over and over. It just spirals. It keeps going. And the old enemy's just sitting there laughing and laughing because he's got our attention. And we need to say, wait a minute. I am God's child. Shame on me for not praying. And we stop and we pray. And we say, God, You are in control of everything. Your word tells us we are not to worry. And I'm not going to worry, God, because I know You're down the road already providing that bald eagle, that wonderful joy, that wonderful beauty, that when I get there, I'm going to see and know that You are God. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Sometimes it's a struggle and a process to get through that worry. We have each other. We have each other. We need to help each other to get through our worry, our times of trouble and tribulations, to defeat this terrible disease and this weapon that the enemy uses against us kingdom people to tear us down and to cause us to worry so that we do not seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. When we defeat this worry, then we will truly be the kingdom people. We'll be focused on God and on His righteousness and give glory to God in doing it. Every single day, in everything we do, every place we go, we seek first the kingdom of God in prayer and thanksgiving. And all these things will be given unto us, including the joy and the peace of not worrying. Let's pray.